Daniel Andrews' Victorian Labor Party swept to power in 2014. Almost 4 years, a court challenge and Ombudsman's investigation later, a circumspect Premier was in apology mode.
I've made it very clear that I am sorry that this has occurred. And, you know, really, the most important thing here is to ensure that we prove that we are sincere in that apology and in our response by firstly repaying every dollar as indicated by the Ombudsman, and that has occurred.
The so-called Rorts for Votes scandal centred around Labor-sanctioned workers known as Red Shirts who campaigned in marginal seats. Victorian Ombudsman Deborah Glass says they were illegally funded from parliamentary coffers.
The arrangement to employ field organisers as electorate officers was an artifice to secure partial payment for the campaign out of public funds, and it was wrong.
Victorian opposition leader Matthew Guy has rejected the Premier's claim that he was unaware of the payment scheme. He says he wants the Labor MPs implicated removed from office.
It's not okay to steal from your employer. If any normal Victorian did that, they'd lose their job. Why does Daniel Andrews think it's okay that these Labor MPs get to keep theirs?
The Ombudsman says that 21 members of Parliament believed at the time that the payment scheme was legitimate.
While they received little or no personal benefit from the use of their funds for other people's campaigns, 21 MPs breached the members' guide.
The Ombudsman identified former Treasurer John Lenders as the principal architect of the scheme. Earlier this week, Mr. Lenders resigned from his role on the state rail body. Premier Daniel Andrews has emphasised the fact that no punishment was recommended against any of the Labor MPs.
No recommendation of any action against anyone is contained in what is a very broad-ranging report, a very important report, but it does not include any recommendations of action against anybody.
The report did, however, call for the strengthening of regulations around the use of parliamentary funds. The next Victorian state election is scheduled to be held on Saturday, 24 November 2018.